Well, so pleased to catch her for a few minutes here this morning, Her Worship Mayor Cynthia Block, who is going to be a very busy lady over the next few days as the big topic of discussion at City Hall this week, Budget Day today. We're finalizing the budgets for 2026 and 2027. So, yeah, Cynthia, let's talk a little bit. I know we're kind of forecasting a bit of a tax hike here. Are those numbers that were provided looking fairly accurate? Are we trying to get those numbers down? And what are you guys all hashing out there this week?
You know what, Ben? It's all sleeves rolled up for sure, and sharpening those pencils. It's always tough, and this is a particularly tough budget. We have a lot of inflationary pressures, police pressures, but we will continue to do the most that we can to bring down the overall budget. We know that affordability is a real issue in our city, and it's also a big issue in terms of trying to run a city. But we're going to do the best we can to bring in that property tax as low as possible.
Yeah. What are some of, I guess, the big topics that are coming up and you guys are expecting? I know you alluded to maybe a few of them there, but is there anything in particular that you're ready to get your hands on and kind of see what you guys can do?
Well, I mean, there's always that balance, right? Like, the residents, you know, depend on some very important services that we deliver every day. And from all the things that we've seen in the civic satisfaction surveys, you know, people are happy with those services and they don't want those to change. So it's really finding that balance of what people need. And, you know, we know that there has been some, you know, community safety issues, and folks that ride buses are quite concerned about making sure that there's good safety on those buses. And we have had fire community support officers who've done a terrific job in terms of de-escalation and trying to make things enjoyable for everybody who's on the bus. But we will have some options to look at in terms of improving that security and whether there should be a police contingent. And that will come to us sort of later on in the budget process this week. But it will it'll definitely be a topic of conversation to watch for.
For sure. I know recently you guys did a bit of a survey floating around the idea of a homelessness levy back in October, and now you guys were kind of exploring feedback on that. So what is kind of the read on where things are sitting, and is it something that we're talking about, or how are we doing on that front?
Well, honestly, that levy, please know, like, no one's going forward with a levy. There's no discussion about that whatsoever. The question was part of that civic satisfaction survey, and they just asked some sort of drill down questions about, you know, do you want, you know, should the city spend more money on supporting people who are unhoused in our city? And the answer is yes. Well, would you be willing to, you know, support it directly, you know, with your tax dollars? And some 63% said yes. But that was, I think, more of a litmus test than anything else. I don't believe at this time that that is an appropriate path for the city to take. But we will continue to look at those options and review. But right now, please, I just want all your listeners to know that that was not designed to be something to bring forward at budget. So no concerns there.
Perfect. Well, we've been talking about tax hikes and public safety and all that kind of stuff, but let's talk about something that's positive here. You know, we start talking about a budget for 2026, 2027. So what are some things we can look forward to here in Saskatoon over the next few years?
Well, I think the pieces that residents care about the most are making sure that we have good, strong basic services and infrastructure. So we are going to try to invest more in our Building Better Roads program and in our sidewalk program. Building Better Roads, where, you know, we want to make sure that we're on a 1-in-20-year cycle, and we're building toward that. And, you know, the whole idea is to get the whole roadway network in a condition that we can all be proud of and rely on. We know those kinds of things are important to residents. We want to make sure that we are, you know, looking after our parks and keeping up with the overall visual ways that we appreciate our city, whether, you know, it's parks or those open green spaces, supporting Niwassan and making sure the trails are going to be there for the long term, and to keep those in good shape, as we also keep our fingers crossed that we will get designated for a national urban park. We are hopeful, but still waiting to see if that will come to fruition.
Well, it's still a beautiful city, and thanks to you and all the work that you and your team are doing as well. Her Worship, Mayor Cynthia Block, thanks so much for a few minutes this morning.
Thank you, Ben.
Now get back to work on that budget.
You bet. Okay.